Sangalabdham,
Sangalabdham,
achieved by the association.
Achieved by the association.
Nijavirya Vaibhavam,
Nijavirya Vaibhavam,
whose influence is uncommon.
Whose influence is uncommon.
Tirtham,
Tirtham,
holy places like the Ganges.
Holy places like the Ganges.
Muhu,
Muhu,
repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
Samsprishatam,
Samsprishatam,
of those touching.
Of those touching.
He,
he,
certainly.
Certainly.
Manasam,
Manasam,
the dirty things in the heart.
The dirty things in the heart.
Harati,
Harati,
vanquishes.
Vanquishes.
Aja,
Aja,
the supreme unborn one.
The supreme unborn one.
Antak,
Antak,
in the core of the heart.
In the core of the heart.
Shrutibhi,
Shrutibhi,
by the ears.
By the ears.
Gata,
Gata,
entered.
Entered.
Angajam,
Angajam,
dirty things or infections of the body.
Dirty things or
infections
of the body.
Ka,
Ka,
who?
Who?
Vai,
Vai,
indeed.
Indeed.
Na,
Na,
not.
Not.
Sevita,
Sevita,
would serve.
Would serve.
Mukunda Vikramam,
Mukunda Vikramam,
the glorious activities of Mukunda.
The glorious activities of Mukunda.
The supreme personality of Godhead.
The supreme personality of Godhead.
Translation. By associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is the all in all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, in the form of sound vibrations, enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contaminations and infections, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bathing in the Ganges can certainly cure one of many infectious diseases, but it cannot cleanse one's materially attached mind, which creates all kinds of contaminations in material existence. However, one who directly associates with the Supreme Lord by hearing of his activities cleanses the dirt from his mind and very soon comes to Krishna consciousness. Sutta Goswami confirms this in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17. Srinvata svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana hriyantak stohi abhadrani virunoti saritsatam. The Supreme Lord within everyone's heart becomes very pleased when a person hears narrations of his activities, and he personally cleanses the dirt from the mind of the listener. Hriyantak stohi abhadrani virunoti. He washes off all dirt from the mind. Material existence is caused by dirty things within the mind. If one can cleanse his mind, he immediately comes to his original position of Krishna consciousness, and thus his life becomes successful. Therefore, all the great saints in the devotional line very strongly recommend the process of hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to give everyone a chance to hear Krishna's holy name. For simply by hearing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare, Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one becomes purified, Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is chiefly engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world. After one's mind becomes cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna, one gradually comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness and then reads books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Nectar of Devotion. In this way, one becomes more and more purified of material contamination, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.18. Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata yutama shloke bhaktir bhavati. Nice to key. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. In this way, simply by hearing of the powerful activities of the Lord, the devotee's heart becomes almost completely cleansed of material contamination, and thus his original position as an eternal servant, who is part and parcel of the Lord, becomes manifest. While the devotee engages in devotional service, the passionate and ignorant modes of material nature are gradually vanquished, and then he acts only in the mode of goodness. At that time, he becomes happy and gradually advances in Krishna consciousness. All the great acharyas strongly recommend that people be given a chance to hear about the Supreme Lord. Then success is assured. The more we cleanse the dirt of material attachment from our hearts, the more we will be attracted by Krishna's name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and activities. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalaya Sri Mari Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschitana Deshitarani. So the effect of hearing is praised as the topmost method to become Krishna conscious. And in this verse, and also the verse quoted, Srinvatan Svakata Krishna, we're told that it's actually not ourselves who clean our heart when we chant, but it's Krishna who does that. Now Krishna enters the heart when we hear. Well, we have to hear Ado Shraddhak Tatak Saru Sangha. First of all, we have to hear. Shraddha means faith, but it also means hearing. It is a kind of hearing. It is not a faithless hearing. It is a faithful hearing. It is not the hearing of a dog. If there's a dog outside, he could also hear, oh, some person is talking in there. But he cannot hear the Bhagavatam. So we have to hear with faith. And then it is Krishna who enters the heart in the form of sound. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of God, and in the form of sound vibration enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contaminations. So more qualifications of the hearing by the devotee are given there. Eager and constantly. So we have a daily class, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya, always having Bhagavatam. And there should also be other time in the day that you read the Bhagavatam, or Bhagavad Gita, as Prabhupada says, or Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion. So that is constantly, and it is done eagerly. Because we want to get out of ignorance, we should be eager to hear about Krishna. Either you are in very good consciousness, let me hear about Krishna, or if you're feeling trouble, it should be the same thing. There's some difficulty going on in my mind due to this material body. Just as you may have another misery, you may have a misery of the mind we suffer from threefold miseries in this world. Adibhautik, Adiyaitvik, Adiatmik. So Adiatmik is the due to this body. Atma can mean the body, the self, and it can mean the mind, and ultimately it means the self as the soul, the real self. So you get these Adiatmik miseries, so you may wake up and have a terrible pain in your head, or a terrible pain in your back, or your stomach, or your mind. So that is another misery, that the mind is troubling us. Now we become envious of someone, or we become disturbed by some past situation, or we begin to meditate on sense gratification, so many things. We don't like our situation. This is a misery of the mind. But if we're in that condition in the morning also, then we should think, let me hear about Krishna with some Shraddha. Surely if I hear about Krishna from the Bhagavatam, the verses, and from what Srila Prabhupada has written, if I listen carefully, and if I listen to the devotee, whatever devotee is speaking, qualified devotee speaking in parampara, if I can listen to him, again, without false ego, not just seeing, oh, how well is he speaking? Can I speak better than that? I don't like this devotee. But if we try to hear the message of Bhagavatam, then we should be thinking like that. Surely it will clean, Krishna will enter and clean my heart. And then that also refers to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes them, first one and then the other. He says that congregational chanting introduces one to the Krishna consciousness movement. Just as you're doing with your festival program or Harinam program. You go and hold chanting party where people hear about Krishna. They like the chanting. Then they may inquire about the philosophy. That's also hearing. So as far as the chanting, hearing, Hare Krishna mantra, this has to be done in the same way, with faith. Make the way clear for Krishna to enter the heart. Chant with attention, chant with devotion. And with a prayerful attitude, that is a helpless attitude. My dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please let me chant your holy name. That is our service. Our service is to chant properly so that Krishna can enter. I remember one time Srila Prabhupada explaining this, how he was saying some of the special qualities of the holy name, how easily Krishna appears in his name. He was saying, just imagine if Krishna was going to come to your temple. He was saying this in a very humble temple that we had in Boston. We could not imagine Krishna coming there. Except that Krishna, the way Krishna came to the poor man's house, that time Krishna went to the house of Shukadev, and at the same time he went to the house of Bahulashva, the king. And he was equally pleased in both places because of the devotion. In the house of Shukadev, they only gave him practically a board to sit on and some dal and rice. And the man, there was no entertainment, except the man and his wife were there when they held kirtan. But when he went to Bahulaspa's house, there was all kingly preparation, a throne and opulent prasadam, and he had dancers and musicians. But both were devotees. They both worshipped Krishna and the demigods who were with Krishna. One worshipped, and please forgive us, we have no offering for you, but accept our sincere prayer. We want to serve your order. And the king offered him everything. So he was pleased. So Srila Prabhupada was explaining. So what if, Krishna, you heard that he was coming to your place? At least whatever you had, you would make it very nice. You have to offer the best to Krishna. Oh, so you would do that. Just as even when the spiritual master comes, because he's a representative of Krishna, there's always so much preparation. This phenomena of sticky paint is not a new thing. Even with when Srila Prabhupada was here on the planet, we were just compiling his biography of a world tour that he took when he was traveling one place after another. And at one point he went from, he was in Mexico, then he went to Caracas, Venezuela, and then he went to Miami, and he went to Atlanta. So when he got to Atlanta, he went up into his room, and he held his head up and sniffed. He said, "Wherever I go, I smell fresh paint." So, someone might know what that meant, but the devotee knows that the devotees are always making an occasion of preparing a nice place for the spiritual master. So sometimes they're just completing the painting. But all nice arrangement is made. So, yes, we were thinking, because Prabhupada was inviting us to think like that. What if Krishna would have come to your temple? Just imagine how you would prepare. Oh, you would prepare, make everything as nice as possible. We'd be so excited. We'd make it so clean, so first class, all paraphernalia. Certainly it would be clean. So he said, well, that is actually a fact that Krishna is coming. He's coming into your temple. He's also coming into the heart of each person. And by the Hare Krishna mantra, he doesn't demand that you have to have anything there. He's not inquiring first. Well, before I may come there, but I have to inquire, how big a place is it? How much money will you spend if I come there? And what is your birth? Before I come, I want to know where were you born? What is your lineage? No, it doesn't matter. Mami partha vyapasvityu yapishu papa yuni. You can be sinfully born, I will come. But still the mentality should be there to make the place nice, to make the heart clean. Because if we chant in the heart, we don't chant with faith, which is the preparation for the Krishna to enter, and we don't follow the rules and regulations or the offenses, we don't avoid the offenses, then Krishna will only appear in a shadow form. So there are so many things. Of course, this brings to mind that whole section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, how Lord Chaitanya showed the same thing, that before the Lord is going to enter the temple altar, it must be clean. So all the devotees clean the temple, so clean. And at the same time, it was a kind of symbolic cleaning of the heart of each person, because Lord Chaitanya showed you have to clean the temple very strenuously. Actually, that is a fact. Not symbolically, but in the absolute sense, that when you clean this physical structure of the temple, you're cleaning your heart also. So Lord Chaitanya measured the devotion of each follower of his by how much dirt they collected. because he knew there was dirt there. So he would go and see. And if someone had only a little dirt, he would say, what's the matter? Why don't you clean like this devotee? Look at all the dirt he's gathered. Not that one could say, oh, but this area is very clean, there's no dirt. He's got a lot of dirt because he's in a dirty place. He wanted to see the quantitative dirts they had collected. And then all the dirt was swept and everything was washed again and again and cleansed with his own cloth before Lord Jagannath could enter. But the fact is that it's Krishna who cleans the heart, not us. Shrinvatan Sukata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. This act of vibrating the holy name or vibrating the pastimes of Krishna is itself so potent that it comes. We have to invite Krishna, and when he comes in a nice setting, which is the clean heart, the attentive hearing, the eager hearing heart of a devotee, then he does the work and destroys all the darkness. So this should make us very hopeful, because we may have an estimation of ourselves as very weak, but it is not us that's going to do it. It is going to be Krishna, the supreme powerful one. The Lord's powerful activities, his activities are described as powerful. His influence is described as virya, strong, uncommon. And potent. He's very potent. And these dirty things, they will not be able to stand, these mental contaminations. And just to give us more appreciation of how powerful this is, this is a subtle process, but it's very powerful. There's a comparison to going to the holy place, such as the Ganges. Although in other places, this is very much praised, bathing in the Ganges. Here it's compared, and it's Ganges bathing suffers in comparison to the process of cleansing by hearing. This is more effective. It's described here that the Ganges is purified, but here it describes it in terms of how it will help the bodily infections. But how are you going to get to the heart? It can cleanse the heart also, going to the holy place, but after a long time. So immediately it may cleanse the body and be good for the stomach. And it will also, because it is Ganges, from the lotus feet of Krishna, but of the different processes of contacting Krishna, that going to the holy place or bathing is not as good. Yatirtha buddhi salalini karhichit janeshu abhigeshu sa eva gokura. In another verse, it's criticized that if you go to the tirtha but you don't hear, then you're just like a cow or an ass. They also go into the Ganges. But they don't hear. On the other hand, bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contaminations and infections, but this process can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is this sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? So this is another condition for hearing. Ado shradhakta tuk sadhu sangha. If you want to hear, you should hear with other devotees or chant with devotees. Otherwise, you can't even do it. You can't keep it up. If you don't live with the devotees or associate with the devotees, then on the simplest level of whether you can execute this or not, we say it's not possible. It's possible, but it is very difficult and very risky. Once some devotees were pressing Srila Prabhupada about this, can you live outside the temple? And he said, yes. All you have to do is follow the order of the spiritual master. You can do that anywhere. But, he said, living with the devotees is a quick and easy process. And he compared it to the... He compared it to the stock exchange. Advantageous. So, because in the stock exchange, it's such a hubbub, so many people, what are they all there for? They're there to sell, and they're there to buy. So if you're in the position that you want to sell something, immediately there's so many people who want to buy. They've come there for that. You've got a buyer. Or if you've come to buy, there are so many sellers there. That's the ideal place. So, a businessman, he wants the ideal place. Why should he keep himself hundreds of miles away from the stock exchange? Then he, how will he find a buyer? How will he find a seller? So similarly, this exchange of devotees for inquiring from and hearing from, it gives you the best opportunity. So who will not want the best opportunity? Does it make sense? You ask a businessman, you don't seem to be in the best opportune situation, or the best location, or the best communications, or this or that. Some these features about your business, they don't seem to be opportune. If he says, yes, that's all right. I may not make much money. Well, then what kind of a businessman is he? At least as far as being a businessman, he's not very good. He's not taking the opportunities. So that he may have a philosophy, well, that's all right. I'll just open a few hours. But he'll never make much money. So what about devotional service? We want all opportunity. In terms of business, that may be advantageous. That may be a good philosophy of life to be laid back in business and only open your store for a few hours. You can be peaceful or something, even if you don't make much money. But in devotional service, we don't think like that. We say, why don't you associate with the devotees? Why don't you take all the advantages of Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna by vow, following the rules and regulations strictly? He said, no, that's all right. I'll go back to Godhead in 700 births later. Because anyway, I'm chanting, so there's value in the chanting. It may be slow. No. Who is the sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? Therefore, this powerful process, this is another important condition. You hear with faith, constantly, eagerly, and in the association of devotees. They help us. Of course, the one thing is very individual, we can say, solitary. The other devotee, in one sense, he doesn't clean you. He cannot do things for you. He cannot be attentive for you. You have to be attentive. He cannot be enthusiastic for you. You have to be enthusiastic. But because he's enthusiastic, it is contagious. He's attentive. And you become, it is very helpful. So these things are there. We should never underestimate this process. Therefore, Prithu Prabhu was telling me that he's trying to make some arrangement in the temple for better chanting of rounds. And that by doing this, how all the activities in the temple will improve. And similarly with the class. Those who give the class, different devotees take turns. They should be very responsible to give the class as nicely as possible. Because we're requiring everyone to come. and that we tell them it's the most important thing, so you should give nice class. And we should make nice arrangement that everyone can chant japa. Whatever their schedule is, they have nice time to chant. Because these are the statements here. By hearing the Hare Krishna mantra and by hearing about Krishna, Mukunda, all these dirty things, we know what they are in our mind. Reluctance, unwillingness. Either we've already got all kinds of material plans going, or we've decided not to do any more material plans, but we don't have any spiritual desire due to offenses. These are both very deplorable, unhappy situations for a devotee. If a devotee is immediately plagued as he tries to chant and hear by so many desires, then that's not good. Or if, on the other hand, he simply has no spiritual taste, and then that's also very unhappy. But these unhappy things, they're all related to the mind. Therefore, the word is used in the synonyms. It says, manasam, the dirty things in the mind. Although mana, usually it just means mind. But here, mind itself is identified with dirty mind, the dirty things in the mind. Mind means it will be dirty. You can't keep something clean. Just keep it empty and keep it clean. The nature of this material world is things get dirty. But if you're regularly hearing about Krishna, then this manasam, this mind of dirty things, will be regularly cleaned. Don't we clean regularly? We don't clean once and that's all. Clean the body once. We're regular.
The whole object of spiritual life is to try and please the spiritual master. But is there ever a time, does the spiritual master ever actually become angry with the disciple? And at what point, and what does it mean that it ever happens?
Well, yes. He becomes angry. Of course, he becomes angry not like a man who has becomes angry by the mode of ignorance and passion. Anger in that sense comes when material desire is frustrated, then we become angry. As a spiritual master, he may become angry to teach us. That's one of the methods of teaching. It's like you teach a child. You can teach a child by encouraging him, very nice. And then when a child does something bad, the mother or father is not actually angry, but they show anger. No, no, no. Why did you do that? That's very bad. You foolish boy. Come back here. So, it's a way to teach. He's seeing the father or the teacher angry. That motivates him, just as it's done with love. And just as the loving encouragement motivates him. They're both used by a teacher to teach the disciple or son or student. If one actually disappoints the spiritual master, he may show anger, which is coming from he's a person, it's coming from his heart. It is also not a material thing, and this thing about it is it's not done as a grudge, that he becomes angry and remains angry at a person. Anything about spiritual master, for me to speak with realization, I remember Srila Prabhupada. I remember one boy when I was Prabhupada's secretary for some time. he was supposed to arrange for the car to take Srila Prabhupada to the airport in Calcutta. And it was a temple car, but this boy was Grihastha, and he began to think that actually it was his car. So on the morning Prabhupada was supposed to leave, he took the car on some errand of his own, thinking he'd be back on time, and he wasn't. And it was time for Prabhupada to leave. And he became so angry. Prabhupada. And the boy wasn't there, and he was calling him names. He said, he is a rascal. He said, he is not only a rascal, he is a stubborn rascal. Yeah. It means you teach him and still he's a rascal. So everyone heard all. And when he came, they said, wow, you should hear the things Prabhupada was saying about you. He said, you're a rascal, and you're not only a rascal, you're a stubborn rascal. So that then Prabhupada just left. He wouldn't even talk to the boy. So then we came to the next place, it was England, and then this boy wrote, and he was so, he said, my life is ruined, I'm so sorry, what have I've done, how can I make up for this? And so I was the secretary, I showed the letter to Prabhupada, and he just laughed. He said, what is he saying, there's nothing wrong. It's not that all on the airplane, and for days later, Prabhupada is thinking about this boy who didn't bring the car. But he's still his beloved disciple. But the lesson was there. You should not want to risk that anger. Neither was it the anger of a conditioned soul. So I tell that story to show, you're saying, what is the meaning of the anger of the spiritual master? Of course, in a sense, it's inconceivable what that anger is. But he's a person, so he becomes angry. He becomes intolerant. When his own disciples mismanage or fumble or disobey, poorly execute Krishna consciousness, because it's an intimate relationship. They're supposed to be helping him, serving, to push on Krishna's movement. If they do nonsense things, then how will the same cause that they all want to fulfill, how will it be achieved? I remember another instance. One boy, Prabhupada was training him in the very beginning when we were doing some deity worship, and he went to the altar without cleansing his hand and was touching some articles. And Prabhupada became angry. He said, how will I ever make a man out of you if you don't learn these things? So the spiritual master has this kind of transcendental frustration when his own arms and legs, the disciples, when they don't function. When are you going to learn? Why don't you do things right? So it is to teach, and it is also a frustration that how will the mission go on if they're not doing this right? But ultimately you can understand it as teaching. You take it that way. Teaching, but you have to actually be afraid of that anger. And try to remove that anger so you can please instead of anger. By your behavior, you anger the spiritual master. That's very dangerous. We can think, oh, he's just teaching me. But it's an uncomfortable situation. Then we should try to remove that anger by doing the right thing. Is that all right? Supposed to be time now until 8 o'clock is the greeting of deities, or closer to 8:15 the class. What's the schedule?
Now after this is Guru Puja for Prabhupada.
But when is that supposed to be? 7 or 8:15?
Whenever the class is over.
What's the
rate? Sometimes the class takes longer. 7:30, 7:15.
I'll just see if there are any more questions. Yes.
You're mentioning that one may not have any material desires, but then one may not. And the next step is that one should have spiritual desires.
Yes.
But this fact that what spiritual desires should one have, if one doesn't know what actually spiritual desire is, or what's.
Do you know what material desire is? We know that too well. We feel it in the body, we feel it in the mind. It's a spontaneous attraction. It's like the attraction of a man for a woman. So spiritual desire is like that. It's actually, the material desire is just a perverted reflection of spiritual desire. So you want to please Krishna, you want to hear about Krishna, you want to do some service. Just as the man who's attracted to a woman, he wants to approach her, he wants to please her, and he figures out ways to do it. So that's what I'm saying. This is a lament that we may, by following regulations, quiet the passion for material desire, but then we don't feel like... So spiritual desire means you feel like chanting the holy name. You want to taste the Lord's name. You want to just go out and do something for Krishna. You want to tell people about Krishna, make some arrangement for the Krishna consciousness movement. You want to do something. You have a desire. There's so many. As there are infinite material desires, there's so many things you can do for Krishna. You want to dress Krishna, feed Krishna, make a nice flower arrangement, go out and preach for Krishna. And that means so many things. It can mean that you preach at a festival, you preach on a television, or you write a book, or you do Harinam, or you put books in the bookstores, or you... There's unending things you can do. But you have some desire like that. Let me do something. Krishna conscious. Let me read about Krishna. Let me hear about Krishna. Let me work for Krishna. Let me clean the temple. Let me engage myself, body, mind, and words. Savai manak Krishna padara vindayo vachamsi vaikunta gunana varnane Maharaj Ambarish. Let me go to the temple. Let me smell the incense. Let me think about Krishna. That's what it means. So the lament is, I don't even feel like doing it. This is very lamentable. And Prabhupada used to criticize even some of the Vaishnavas, even his godbrothers, since they don't have any spiritual desire. They simply, he said his spiritual master said that they would just make, this temple life was a joint mess. A mess in the sense of eating arrangement. That it's a group, they get together, so that they all go out and do a little begging so that they can combine the money to eat. And then they get some rice and they eat and they sleep. And if somebody comes, they show the deity and get some more money. So there's no desire to preach. To preach, you have to be a live man, not a dead man. So this is our prayer, that we be benedicted with the spiritual desire to do some service for Krishna. And that we have that within us. It's not that somebody is enthusiastic and I'm not. I'm also a pure spirit soul. I have love of Krishna within me. I'm just a little covered. So by this gradual process, I'll uncover my, and I'll find my spiritual desires. I love Krishna. So if you find that state that I don't have desire, then you have to work at it deliberately. Submit yourself to the order of the spiritual master, and that desire will come out. It's in you. So that itself is a desire, the desire to reach the desire. That you've come to live in the association of devotees. This is good. So now that you've already committed yourself, as long as you stay with the devotees. So therefore in the morning, at 3 o'clock, you may not desire to get up, but your godbrothers will come and get you up. So, come on, get up, you have to get up. You say, I don't feel like it. They'll say, you have to get up. They'll drag you. So as long as... Then if you protest and say, I'm going to leave the association of devotees, I don't want to be dragged to reach my spiritual desires, then you'll have no hope. But if you submit yourself to the dragging of the spiritual master and the dragging of the devotees, then there's hope you can be dragged back to Godhead. Do you do that here? You drag the devotees if they're not spontaneous?
I think so.
Good. Therefore, we'll force you to find your spiritual desire if you just will agree to work with us. All right, thank you. All glories to Prabhupada.